Wilfred Wolfred, a story in the book Stories for Girls. Wilfred Wolfred was a big bad wolf. Well, he used to be until he turned over a new leaf and became a medium-sized good wolf instead. Wilfred Wolfred was having a big bad day. It all started when he got out of bed and stubbed his toe on the table leg. It got worse when he went to make toast and found the bread was stale. And then it got worse and worse. By mid-morning, he had lost his handkerchief when he went out for a walk, and by lunchtime, he had torn a hole in his best shirt. Wilfred wondered what he had done to deserve such bad luck, especially since he had been good all week long. On Monday, he heard that Mrs. Red Riding Hood was having trouble with her plumbing, so now that he was a good wolf, he gathered his tools and went to help her. "I'm so glad to see you," cried Mrs. Red Riding Hood. "There's a hole under my sink and the water is flooding my kitchen." Wilfred Wolfred took his tools and after much huffing and muttering, he managed to mend the hole in the pipe. All his huffing made Mrs. Red Riding Hood's daughter a little nervous, for she didn't know that Wilfred Wolfred was now a good wolf. But Wilfred barely thought about gobbling her up at all, as he was so busy under the sink. On Tuesday, he'd promised to help Mrs. Little Pig repair her roof. He tried not to puff too much as he mended the thatch on the roof for fear of it blowing down again. Mrs. Little Pig's sons were supposed to help him, but he couldn't find them, so it took him a long time to fix the roof. Her sons were hiding from Wilfred, as they didn't know that Wilfred Wolfred was now a good wolf. But Wilfred certainly was not going to blow the roof down again after his work to fix it. On Wednesday, he got a phone call from Mrs. Goat. Her grandfather clock was going wrong and kept chiming all the time and waking her kids up. Now, Wilfred was feeling rather tired, but since he was now a good wolf, he forced himself out of bed and went to help. Luckily, it was only a white mouse that was stuck inside it, so he didn't have to stay too long. This was a great relief for the seven little goats, as they were sure that Wilfred Wolfred was going to gobble them up. But Wilfred was too busy stopping himself from thinking how the mouse might make a tasty mid-morning snack to worry about them. On Thursday, he went for a walk. As he passed underneath a very tall tree, he heard cries. Stuck at the top of the tree was the boy who cried wolf. Even though he was very hungry and wasn't at all sure the boy was really stuck, Wilfred climbed up to help. And though his mouth watered and he could have easily gobbled up the boy without anyone noticing, he didn't. Now, here he was on a Friday having a big bad day. He'd done nothing but good deeds all week, and yet he was having the worst luck. He felt very annoyed. What was the point of being good if bad things happened to him? "Maybe if I go back to being bad, good things will happen to me," he thought to himself. And that's exactly what he set out to do. First of all, he decided to pay Mrs. Red Riding Hood a visit. Then he peeked through the window. He saw that she was busy taking something out of the stove. So he crept around the other side, where he saw Little Red Riding Hood. She was all by herself in the garden. So he crept behind the bush and was just about to pounce when, "Ah! Wilfred, Wilfred, the very wolf I wanted to see," came a voice. Wilfred stood up quickly, looking sheepish, well, wolfish. "Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Red Riding Hood," he replied. "I was just coming to find you. I've made you a chocolate cake to thank you for helping me mend my leaky sink," he said. So Wolfert wolfed down a huge piece of the cake and thanked Mrs. Red Riding Hood. Lucky I didn't eat her daughter, he thought to himself, as after all, there is nothing more delicious than chocolate cake. Even though a nice thing had happened to him, Wolfert still felt he should do something big and bad. After all, he had changed back now, so he decided to pay a visit to the little pig's house. Mrs. Little Pig was inside the house sewing. While she wasn't looking, he crept into the garden where the three tasty brothers were sleeping in the sunshine. His mouth watered. He was just about to pounce when, "Ah, Wolfert, Wolfert, the very wolf I wanted to see," came a voice. Wolfert stood up quickly, looking very red-faced. "Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Little Pig," he replied. "I was just coming to find you, to see if you needed any sewing done, and to thank you for helping me fix my roof," she said. So Wolfert went to get his best shirt with the hole in it, and thought how lucky it was that he hadn't gobbled up her sons, or his shirt would never have been mended. After that, he decided to pay a visit to Mrs. Goat. He was just on his way when, "Wolfert, Wolfert," shouted a voice. It was the boy who cried wolf running towards him. "Oh, here comes a tasty snack," thought Wolfert. "I get to be bad at last." He was just about to pounce when he saw something. The boy who cried wolf was holding his handkerchief. "I saw it from the top of the tree," he panted. "I wanted to return it as a thank you for saving me." Wolfert, Wolfert thanked the boy, for he was very fond of that handkerchief. He was just about to set out again to Mrs. Goat's house to be really big and bad, when he thought about all the nice things that had happened that day. His tummy was full of chocolate cake, his best shirt had been mended, and his handkerchief had been returned, and his toe hardly hurt at all anymore. His big bad day was actually turning out rather well, and it wasn't because he had done anything big and bad. It was because of the good things he had done. So then and there, he decided to turn back into a big good wolf, and he would never think about gobbling anyone up ever again. Well, hardly ever. The Boy Who Cried Wolf, retold by Carol Bartell. There was once a young shepherd who lived in a village. This boy loved looking after his sheep. He did his job with passion. The villagers always told him what a good job he was doing. His work was easy to admire. One day, the boy was bored. His mind wandered. He couldn't concentrate on watching the sheep. Then he thought of something wonderful to do. He thought it was a splendid idea. He yelled, "Help! Wolf! A wolf is chasing the sheep!" The villagers came running. "Where is it?" one man asked. "There's no wolf," the boy laughed. "I was just having fun." "We are all busy working. You shouldn't be bothering us when there's no wolf," he said. Far away, a wolf looked at his watch and waited. He chuckled at his plot to fool the boy and the villagers. The next day, the boy was bored again. "Wolf!" he cried. Once again, the villagers ran up the hill but saw no wolf. "Wolves are dangerous. They can harm you and the sheep," they shouted angrily. The next day, the boy saw the wolf. He cried out, "Wolf! Wolf! Time to run," said the wolf as he chased the sheep. The villagers didn't come. When they saw the boy next, he was crying. His throat ached from crying for help. "Why didn't you come when I called?" he asked. "A wolf chased all the sheep away." No one believes a liar, even if he is telling the truth, they said. Thank you. Wolf by Becky Bloom. After walking for many days, a wolf wandered into a quiet little town. He was tired and hungry. His feet ached, and he had only a little money that he kept for emergencies. Then he remembered. "There's a farm outside this village," he thought. "I'll find some food there." As he peered over the farm fence, he saw a pig, a duck, and a cow reading in the sun. The wolf had never seen animals read before. "I'm so hungry that my eyes are playing tricks on me," he said to himself. But he really was very hungry and didn't stop to think about it for long. The wolf stood up tall, took a deep breath, and leaped at the animals with a howl. "Ow-hoo!" Chickens and rabbits ran for their lives, but the duck, the pig, and the cow didn't budge. "What is that awful noise?" complained the cow. "I can't concentrate on my book." "Just ignore it," said the duck. The wolf did not like to be ignored. "What's wrong with you?" growled the wolf. "Can't you see I'm a big and dangerous wolf?" "I'm sure you are," replied the pig. "But couldn't you be big and dangerous somewhere else? We're trying to read. This is a farm for educated animals. Now be a good wolf and go away," said the pig, giving him a push. The wolf had never been treated like this before. Educated animals, the wolf repeated to himself. "This is something new. Well then, I'll learn how to read too." And off he went to school. The children found it strange to have a wolf in their class, but since he didn't try to eat anyone, they soon got used to him. The wolf was serious and hardworking, and after much effort, he learned to read and write. Soon, he became the best in the class. Feeling quite satisfied, the wolf went back to the farm and jumped over the fence. "I'll show them," he thought. He opened his book and began to read. "Run, wolf, run. See, wolf, run." "You've got a long way to go," said the duck, without even bothering to look up. And the pig, the duck, and the cow went on reading their own books, not the least impressed. The wolf jumped back over the fence and ran straight to the public library. He studied long and hard, reading lots of dusty old books, and he practiced and practiced until he could read without stopping. "They'll be impressed with my reading now," he said to himself. The wolf walked up to the farm gate and knocked. He opened the three little pigs and began to read. "Once upon a time, there were three little pigs on a day, and a mother called and told them, 'Stop that racket,'" interrupted the duck. "You have improved," remarked the pig. "But you still need to work on your style." The wolf tucked his tail between his legs and slunk away. But the wolf wasn't about to give up. He counted the little money he had left, went to the bookshop, and bought a splendid new storybook. His first very own book. He was going to read it day and night. Every letter and every line, he would read so well that the farm animals would admire him. "Ding dong," rang the wolf at the farm gate. He lay down on the grass, made himself comfortable, took out his new book, and began to read. He read with confidence and passion, and the pig, the cow, and the duck all listened and said not one word. Each time he finished a story, the pig, the duck, and the cow asked if he would please read them another. So the wolf read on, story after story. One minute he was Little Red Riding Hood, the next a genie emerging from a lamp, and then a swashbuckling pirate? "This is so much fun," said the duck. "He's a master," said the pig. "Why don't you join us on our picnic today?" offered the cow. And so they all had a picnic. The pig, the duck, the cow, and the wolf. They lay in the tall grass and told stories all the afternoon long. "We should all become storytellers," said the cow suddenly. "We could travel around the world," added the duck. "We can start tomorrow morning," said the pig. The wolf stretched in the grass. He was happy to have such wonderful friends. The Truth About Wolves by Paul Netcher. For years, wolves have been feared and misunderstood. They are the villains in many folk tales. How did these furry animals get such a bad reputation? It's because people think they're sneaky and always hunting for food. The wolf's bad reputation is not truly deserved. It's time to set the record straight. Here's the truth about Canis lupus, the gray wolf. Wolves do not like to live near humans. They prefer the company of other wolves. They live in groups called packs. A pack is made up of two parents and their newest offspring, or young. Sometimes, other wolves become part of a pack, too. Most packs have 6 to 8 wolves. Some packs can have as many as 30 members. Wolves often help each other. They live, hunt, and raise pups together. In fact, members of a pack always work together to hunt deer or moose. Pups are born in a well-hidden cave or dirt hole called a den. At first, the mother stays with the pups. She lets other members of the pack bring her food. After a few weeks, the mother goes off with the rest of the pack to hunt. Another adult may babysit the pups while she is gone. When the pack returns, they chew and spit up meat for the pups. Young wolves learn how to hunt by playing. They also learn by watching other pack members. Wolves communicate or give information to each other in different ways. Sometimes they use body movements to let other wolves know how they feel. Different howls also have different meanings. One howl calls the pack together. Another howl warns other packs to stay away. Even though many pictures show wolves howling during a full moon, wolves never howl at the moon. They are just communicating with the pack.